Hey, greetings. This is Brother Jim, DonePerish.com, John 424 Radio. Hey, just got done preaching outside of a worldly assembly of God, evangelical-like body. Want to cover a topic. We love God, and we love our neighbor. Yeah, I was preaching, holding gospel signs outside peacefully, and I was sharing with them their false gospel that they must come out of, their worldliness that they must come out of, their false music, even Jesus culture, Bethel, demonic NAR music, their pagan holidays, their unbiblical pride and vanity in dress, showing themselves off in harlotry. And one of the men came up to me and said, "What's the greatest command?" And I tried to give him a gospel card. He didn't want it. And that's always a sign to me. If someone won't take a gospel card and see what I'm preaching, then they're not interested in truth. They have an agenda. And then I just disregard them and continue preaching. And he cried out, "To love God and love your neighbor." And then he turned around. And rather than face the sins that I was calling out, that they need to face, he turned around to a crowd of people and said, "Who loves God?" And they all, about 10 of them cheered. And, "Who loves his neighbor?" About 10 of them cheered. I want to talk to you about this. He's keying off the scripture in Matthew 22, 37 through 40. Jesus said unto him, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. And this is the first and great command. The second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and prophets." Hey, that's the word of God. Of course I love that. Of course we hold to that. Of course we keep those. We love God with all that we are, and we also love our neighbor. That's why we were standing there to preach today. Both reasons, because we love God and his truth, and we defend it, as Jude says, contend for the faith, and to warn our neighbors that they're being deceived by this worldly, corrupt, false gospel, paganized, feminized body called Destiny Church in Columbia, Tennessee. We have a testing on it. You can see it on our Unbiblical Teachers website. Now, let's go back to that, loving God. So he disingenuously says, "Who loves God? Who loves their neighbor?" Let me ask you a question. Is God so mocked that you can just decide to love God in your head? And you can love your neighbor in your head, but that you don't do it God's way to prove how much you love him? Well, first of all, Jesus said, "If you love me, you'll keep my commandments," John 14:15. Jesus said, "You are my friend if you keep my commandments," John 15:14. And let's go to John, 1 John, and let's talk about what it is to love God. I tried to share this with these people. You can't just say you love God in your head and do your own religious false ways and be worldly and be carnal. 1 John 5:3, "This is the love of God, that we keep his commandments." Pretty open and shut case. You want to love God? You keep his commandments. You don't keep false worldly ways. You don't keep false evangelical Assembly of God ways. You don't keep worldly paganized ways. You keep God's ways. How about 1 John 3:7-9? "Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committeth sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this is the purpose the Son of God was manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is born of God." So what this means is, it's not saying that true saints of God can never fall into sin. If you look at the Greek and you determine it, what it means is that you can actually continue to sin. If you continue to sin, you are not of God. What you're supposed to do is you're supposed to turn away from your sin. You're supposed to repent of your sin. You're supposed to not be walking in sinful ways. The people of God do not walk in sinful ways. Sorry, I got distracted a bit there. Someone was heckling me from a car, and so I tried to preach through it. What he's saying is they do not sin. They don't live in sin. They don't keep committing sin. That's what John is saying. So if you love God, you don't keep committing sin. How about 1 John 2:4-6? "He that saith, I know him, and keep not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whosoever keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby we know that we are in him. He that saith he abideth in him ought also himself also walk even as he walked. First John is pretty clear here. You can't get much clearer than that, okay? We're to walk as he did. We're not to be keeping our own ways. We're to be keeping the word of God. So if you want to say that you love God, you better be keeping the word of God. 1 John 1:6-9. And if we say if we have fellowship with him and we walk in darkness, that would be sin, worldly ways, false religion, we lie and we do not have the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say we have no sin, we've deceived ourselves. The truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So do you see there? Yep, we're to admit sin and confess it. Of course, we all can choose and fall into sin. We don't live in sin if we're born of God. And if we confess it, he's faithful and just to forgive us. But do you see a pattern here? Holding fast to God's word, keeping God's ways, doing what God has required of us, not keeping our own false ways, not keeping man-made pagan ways, not keeping ways that we think are appropriate and popular with the world, like Christmas, like false gospels, like worldliness, like pride and vanity. These people were heckling and mocking the truth of God. We have it all on video as evidence against them to call people out of their sin and their wickedness. So we want people to know the truth. So this loving God and loving your neighbor, it's very clear. To love God is to keep his word, keep his commandments. This is how we love God. We don't do it our own way. We don't do it through evangelical Assembly of God way. We don't do it through any other man-made religious way. We do it by keeping his word, walking in holiness and obedience. And if we continue that on to the end in endurance, then we have the hope of eternal life to come. Hey, this has been Brother Jim. We love you all very much. We are glad that you have listened in. Let us know how we can help you in the faith anytime. Again, I had a heckler there. I tried to preach right through it over. She's following me in a car. I have no idea why. But thank you for listening in on this audio. Do you love God? You'll keep his word. You'll keep his commandments. And so you can't just have a head knowledge of God. This is the whole point. Jesus said in Matthew 28:20, teaching them to obey everything he commanded. They don't do that in evangelical bodies, in Assembly of God and all these corrupt bodies. Nope, they don't do that. What they do is teach you their own false, compromised, corrupt ways that are not going to make it on Judgment Day. You must repent and place your faith in Christ and his finished work. You must be holy, born again, obedient, following after Christ in all that you are. And you must endure in that saving faith till the end. Lest that happens, you have no hope of eternal life to come. No matter how much you think that you love God, the test is your life lining up to his holy word and his scriptures? I think I got rid of my mocker. I can focus once again. So test yourself at the Word of God. Test yourself at don'tperish.com. We're here to help you anytime. Shoot me an email. Go to the teaching blog, Pouring Out Truth Every Day. Teaching people how to love God his way. Not your worldly, corrupt, false, pagan, man-made, evangelical way. Oh, the wickedness and feminization, corruptness and mockery we saw today. But we love them all. And they have a chance. If only they will repent and yield to the word of God. Hey, till next time, this is Brother Jim. We got to get down the gospel road. More places to preach, more potential sheep to reach. We love you all. Have a glorious day. May God be praised.